Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, it was a big weekend for baseball.
Yes.
College World Series action got underway on Saturday, and that had Oregon State besting Cal State Fullerton in the first matchup. LSU beat Florida State on Saturday, and then Sunday, Louisville toppled Texas A&M, while the late game was Florida beating TCU. So
today,
we've got a bunch of games.
For,
1 o'clock ESPN, it's Florida State versus Cal State Fullerton, and that's an elimination game. We could find out who is the first team to go
They
home.
Had him on Friday. They had unbeatable Oregon State completely, like, they had him.
Yep.
And they came back, and you're like, that's got to be the moment. I don't know.
I didn't realize, but Oregon State has the winningest record right now. I think it's 22 straight wins in college baseball. And, yeah, that game was a wipe. I was there.
Four or five losses. And then they put in that pitcher, that closer, and just threw lightning bolts. I was like, oh, no. You just feel for Cal State today.
Yeah, loser's bracket today. But it'll be a fun-filled day of baseball, baby.
Yeah, tonight it's Oregon State and LSU. What a good matchup that's going to be. Beavers and Tigers, 6 o'clock tonight. So lots of College World Series accident every day this week. And nearly 20,000 people still without power in Omaha following a now-confirmed tornado that happened on Friday. Omaha Public Power District says 19,000 customers are still in the dark as of Sunday, and that's down from 76,000 people Sunday morning, which was the worst storm outage in 40 years. Officials expect to have a majority of the blackouts fixed by the end of today. However, outages from damaged poles and wires are expected to at least Wednesday till they can get it back up. And former Democratic U.S. Representative Brad Ashford is going to run for Congress again. Ashford served in the House of Representatives for one term before he was defeated by Republican Representative Don Bacon in the 2016 election. He's going to run against Kara Eastman in the Democratic Party. Eastman announced her candidacy last month. And London police are treating a deadly van attack outside a mosque as an act of terror. Happened as people were leaving Sunday night prayer services. Witnesses say that the driver went into the crowd, killing one person, injuring at least 10 others. The Metropolitan Police confirmed this morning that all of the victims are from the local Muslim community. The driver was held by bystanders and eventually arrested. The incident comes as Londoners are on edge following an attack earlier this month that left 8 people dead. In that attack, a van rammed into pedestrians on the London Bridge, and then 3 attackers began stabbing people near the Borough Market. And the U.S. Navy has identified 7 sailors killed in a collision between a Navy destroyer and a cargo ship off the coast of Japan. The bodies of the sailors were found by divers searching flooded compartments of the USS Fitzgerald. The Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine-registered container ship early Saturday morning. 3 other crew members were hurt in the incident. And the judge in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial declared a mistrial Saturday. The jury was unable to reach a unanimous decision. They say that the judge made the declaration after 52 hours of deliberation, noting that the jury's work was probably one of the more courageous acts, selfless acts that they'd seen in the justice system.
Okay, so what happens now?
There'll be an appeal.
Okay.
They can retry it. It's just a real mess.
Is it really? Okay.
It just takes a long time. You gotta get a whole new jury. You gotta find a bunch of people that never.
But if you're Cosby camp, feeling pretty good. You got a win in the books.
Wow.
Yeah. So Cosby was charged with 3 counts of aggravated incident assault. And this stems back to an incident that happened in 2004 involving a former Temple University basketball staffer. So this could be a whole
feel sorry for the, you know, the victim. I doubt she's making it up. It's just they couldn't.
He couldn't
make
it down.
Stick. So I think I'm extra frustrating. It is.
Yeah.
All this time. Of course, she was the freshest case that they thought they got. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was the only one that they could try because of the statute.
Yeah.
So it made it really difficult to, I mean, it all kind of hung on her. So it's been a mistrial. So we'll see what ends up happening. Prosecutors say that they will retry the case, but that's going to be a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooks Koepka, the winner of the 117th U.S. Open at Erin Hills up in Wisconsin. Koepka carded a 5-under 67 in Sunday's final round.
Lights out. He was just one extra stroke away from a record.
Was he really?
He tied.
I mean, it, dang it.
16.
Yeah.
Minus 16.
Wow. That's the Masters. Wow.
It was, I guess, I don't know, it looked like a really amazing course, and it was windy and in tough conditions, but geez, those scores, all these guys had like nines and tens and stuff. They were like, that would have won it. And it wasn't even close.
16.
It was like Tiger
under.
Woods stuff.
Okay. All right. So you just
but I think the most Tiger ever won something was like maybe he was like 12 under at something like that.
16 was.
I think Rory's got the record of 17 strokes under. So well, it was a pretty big win.
A long.
It was awesome. He wins, and it's awesome to see these golfers win these big events because you get to see how hot their girlfriends are.
Yeah.
Happy wives are.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, there's his girlfriend, and it was Joe Buck. Fox did the coverage.
Joe Buck.
So it's Joe Buck, who normally does baseball, doing it. And he goes, there's his happy girlfriend, Jenny so-and-so. And then, like, it took him 5 minutes for someone to go, no, that's his new girlfriend. They're like, I guess we got the wrong girlfriend.
Oh, weird. I didn't know he was doing golf.
And she was crazy hot. And then you're like, well, where's the old girlfriend?
No, and she was crazy
crying.
Hot.
Yeah, probably so. Well, congratulations. 16 yeah. under. I'll never see that ever. You know, so anyway.
Well, it was a lot of dads were probably watching
probably.
Yesterday was Father's Day. Americans were expected to spend more than $15 billion on Father's Day this year. The National Retail Foundation said the average shopper would spend nearly $135
easy.
On dad.
Easy.
Easy
$9
peasy.
More than last year.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he ties Rory's record, which is 16 under.
Okay.
So now two guys have the lowest under, minus 16. But he was one off from like setting this amazing record. So how much did you spend on your husband?
My husband?
For Father's Day.
Well, the grocery bill alone.
I spent $120 at the restaurant. And then, you know, then there's the card, and then there's a gift card, you know, one of the, I got him a Starbucks gift card. He loves that dang tea.
Mm-hmm.
That was that.
What restaurant?
I mean, so, we in Charleston's. Dang, man, we ate all like Charleston's. Crazy. I think that storm affected a lot of things this weekend. I really do. I was down at the Collegewood Series on Saturday, and it wasn't like, you know, in the past. But it's also the early game. But then at Charleston's, there wasn't a whole lot of people. But it was beautiful out. It was like 80 degrees.
Oh, I'm sure there were certainly people that were home with chainsaws and stuff. I mean, it was six tornadoes that hit the city. A total of six.
I didn't realize that. Wow, six.
In the surrounding area. The biggest ones were an E1 and an EF2.
Okay.
But
it was
those
still,
ones that were hit Bellevue.
Wow. Yeah,
that,
Bellevue looks awful,
you know,
man.
Trees got snapped and...
Whew.
I'm sure the cultural series was still wincing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I was expected to see shirts everywhere.
T-shirts all over Council Bluffs.
Yes. When I got down there, I'm like, there's t-shirts. Not going to be a tent anywhere.
Like the
you
freaky stuff
me?
That like storms do.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a panda bear wearing an LSU shirt.
Yeah.
The storm threw it on him. Well, I mean, people had this guy who we worked with, Chappie. He had an awesome video of his backyard where the camera sweeps the next morning
mm-hmm.
and you see a turned over trampoline. And he goes, by the way, we don't have a trampoline.
I know.
Somebody else's trampoline got blown into his yard.
It was, people were being pretty funny. I saw an ad on, you know how they have that, not Craigslist, but classified ads on Facebook now. Someone had posted a trampoline that was completely mangled saying, you got to come get it out of the neighbor's yard.
It's gently
free.
Used.
Yeah.
Gently used. only tossed by a storm once.
It's like, free, just get it. You got to come get it out of the neighbor's yard.
Well, we were joking Friday morning about the anniversary of the 2011 great TD Ameritrade tragedy.
I know.
And then we kind of almost had one.
Then they canceled the opening ceremony and everything downtown. I was like, oh gosh. So,
well, understandable after all those bad storms.
Absolutely. So
it was probably a lot of dads using maybe that those new tools that you got them for Father's Day.
Yes. That would be pretty sweet if you had gotten dad a chainsaw and he had it out yesterday.
And he's like, well, here I go, because it's time to dismantle everything in the backyard. Father's Day spending is still lower than Mother's Day. Mother's Day reached $23 billion this year.
Wow.
So just saying. Dads are expensive, but apparently moms still got it.
Yeah.
And finally, most people know that milk comes from cows, but some people are a little confused.
Okay.
There's a new dairy industry survey that found that 7% of Americans, okay, so 17 million people, think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Shut up. Quit it. Really? Brown cows, don't they? No, I'm kidding. That's stupid.
They don't.
What is this? Idiocracy?
They think it's natural, that it's a natural
right.
state.
Brown cow gives you brown milk.
I knew it was from a regular cow touched with chocolate. I just never knew that chocolate milk is deemed nutritious. I mean, the athletes always pitch it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
it's
new safe. Way to sell milk. We do like chocolate milk. That's how I end my workout.
Yeah, next day, yeah right after the workout.
Yeah, it has all the things you need. But the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy, they did a poll and reminds people that chocolate flavoring doesn't come from a cow.
Well, it's the same 7% that believe in anything. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm surprised it's as low as 7%.
Believe anything.
Chocolate milk definitely doesn't come from brown cows, but some adults think otherwise. Yeah, I mean, Facebook. Anything you say on Facebook, people are going to believe.
I just was.
Wow. And then when you tell them it doesn't come from cows, they're probably like, whatever.
It's on the internet. It's real. It's there.
Brown cows give brown milk. White cows give white milk. I'm like, well, where does strawberry milk come from?
Mm-hmm.
Pink cows.
The rare pink cow.
Where does it stop? Where's lemonade come from?
Lemon cows? No, wait. Lemon trees? Well, I don't know. So, gosh. All right.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
The weekend was great. I was down at the Collegewood Series.
Looks great down there.
Oh, my
How
God.
Was it?
Sitting down there in the stadium, I was in the outfield, and looking at the city from the outside makes you feel so incredibly proud.
Yeah, we look
it
amazing.
It is amazing how good we look. I mean, how the city looks. And all I can think about is because it seemed like there was a lot of people that were not from here in that stadium. Because, like I said, that storm, I think, kind of hindered a lot of people's, some people's trips, you know, down there. But, yeah, it just looked fantastic. It was a great game. I went to that Oregon State, Cal State game.
So you saw that Cal State Fullerton home run early.
I saw the early one, and I was like,
the guy hits a bomb.
Ready for this? Right in front of us.
Yeah. It was sweet.
I mean, I've never been in a field, in the outfield, ever during a home run. And I'm, you know, I'm blind as a bat. I'm thinking, I'm not going to be able to see this thing. I don't know how some of these people even see it, but all of a sudden I see the ball clear as day coming right at us. And some kid caught it. It was awesome. The sound of the kid catching that thing was so awesome. It was just awesome.
So it's Oregon State who comes in here with a handful of losses. Yeah, they're basically unbeatable. And Cal State Fullerton gets out on them early with that home run.
Yeah.
And man, they worked their way back in.
Don't know how.
The Beavers, you got to like the Beavers, but it was like, I don't know, I felt bad for the Titans. Florida looks good.
Yeah, it was cool. They had a bunch of veterans before for the anthem, and they had a big giant flag. You know, they kind of spread out in the field. And then right as soon as the anthem was done, this jets come flying over.
Did you cry?
Awesome. I forgot it about it. I mean, it's so incredibly loud. You know, you just instantly, because it was out of nowhere, you know, I just kind of spaced that was going to happen. And I wish, it was that moment, I wish I had my phone up.
They always time it perfectly.
I don't know how. I mean, like,
put it in their headset. I'm sure those pilots have done that so many times, but they know to make their big entrance.
Right then at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was sweet. But it was
and
good.
And the home of the brave.
And then
They shoot over.
Yeah. It was a good vibe down there this weekend. And, you know, of course, it's going to be going all week. And everything looks good. There's some sweet bars down there. You can sit down. I think there's a place called Lefty's. I'm not familiar with it.
It's the one next to Goodnight's Pizza.
Yeah, that is a cool. I want to go down there and hang out. I walk by there. Yeah, the door's open. And then, yeah, there's people. TVs everywhere. It's a sweet little place. Then we ate at that Hook and Lime. We ate there. Right around the thing. And I think that place is fairly new too. But yeah, everything looks great down there. I even use that parking app. Do you use that parking app?
Is that the Spot Finder?
No. This is Park Omaha.
Yeah, I've got it. I never use it.
Yeah, I used it. It was pretty sweet. Only thing that sucked is that it won't let you.
Tells you, it counts you down.
Yeah, it counts you down.
Doesn't that freak you out though?
I mean,
they realize that they know.
Till the end.
When you plug a meter, then you can go check on your meter. And you can monitor how much time you got left. But you're also like, well, they're looking too.
Yes. And you know what they do? The meters, because you're not supposed to feed that thing. The meter people put a limit. I guess they put a time limit in between where you can redo it. I don't know what that limit is. But I was like, all right, I got to get back to the car. They're going to give me a ticket. They're going to beat me there.
Oh, because you know they're out in full
Those
force.
Those meter people.
Oh, you know that this is the weekend where they're like, sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I used that. Had a full weekend, man. Cobdresser is great. You know, weather is just perfect. So, hopefully.
Did you notice the security?
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed.
I mean, did it take a while to get into the stadium?
No. They just had the barricades around the stadium. It looks fine. I was concerned because I
have a wider perimeter.
I have an industrial sized tank in the back of my Jeep.
Oh, I'm sure.
I was wondering if that was going to become an issue. But not at all. I mean, I figured someone would stop me and flag me. At least it looks like
I think you were like a fertilizer bomb.
Yeah.
Because it's a giant tank full of mosquito juice.
Yeah, it's like 55 gallons.
Well, how close to the stadium did you park?
Oh, I parked right in front of Hook and Lime, right by Slowdown. Right in front of Slowdown, paid parking. So, Rockstar parking. So, yeah, with that tank sitting there. Isn't that weird?
Your big old tank.
And it's in the hood. The top was down, by the way, so anybody walking by could see it.
Like, oh my.
I think there's probably a more concern that you're going to get your rig stolen.
Down there?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Nobody's going to walk off with that. Like, I smell like pizza.
Like pizza, huh? All right.
I've never smelled it, but that's always been.
It smells
me.
Like garlic. Yeah. So yeah, that was a good weekend though. Yeah, and today of course more games going on. So go down there.
2 p.m.
Have fun.
Cal State Fullerton and Florida State. So that will be the first team sent home.
Yeah. All right. We'll see.
And then the night games: Oregon State and LSU.
Okay.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
All right, 402-938-9400. That's how you jump in. All right, Celebrity News. Molly, what's up?
Well, Beyonce has not made it official, but everybody else seems to be chiming in that the twins have arrived. Beyonce's dad confirmed on Twitter yesterday that what we had all been suspecting, that the twins are here. He sent out the message, "Happy birthday to the twins. Love, Granddad." They're here. Hashtag Beyonce. Hashtag twins. Some people were really mad, saying, hey, that's not your news to share. Beyonce hasn't given official confirmation, but some people are saying that it's a boy and a girl, and that they were born last Monday.
Yeah.
But that they've been kept in the hospital for, quote, minor issue regarding something, you know, when they were born. So no word on the names, the genders. This is all just speculation. But Beyonce's dad seems to be jumping the gun on making the big announcement.
And then Jay-Z had released that. So his next album comes out June 30th. It's called 444.
Mm-hmm.
Like 444, like the time.
Okay.
444 is the title of the album. And a tease to a track called Adnes, which is named after Jay-Z's late father. So it was almost kind of like a little Father's Day reference.
Aww.
Jay-Z's dad.
444. They do a good job.
They love
their album stuff,
four.
You know, so.
They love the number four. That's like her birthday, the fourth, and then she like named an album. I mean, and then when they got married, it was on the fourth, and if they have tattoos on their ring finger.
What about your finger?
My finger. And then their daughter, Blue Ivy. Ivy is...
Four, right?
Four. Mm-hmm.
Because isn't it like an Illuminati reference
is
or something?
I don't know.
Aren't they like Eyes Wide Shut people? Like they go to those parties and they eat unicorns and
sure. Yeah. So Bieber, he took to Instagram to reveal that he's got a new tattoo on his leg that reads "Better at 70." We'll better see if that's true.
Wow.
He said, "I look back on a lot of things in my life, mistakes, insecurity. And although I have felt I've wasted a lot of time, it also makes me want to be better, faster, and longer. So for me personally, I want to work every day to be better at 70. So
is that legit on the front of his thigh, like above the knee?
Yeah, he got it on his leg.
I mean, that's big ink.
Let me see.
It's a whole piece of real estate.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the meaty part of your thigh above your knee. Better at 70.
What a dummy.
It's like, did you lose a bet, buddy?
Look at the thing. Yes. Right at the top of his thigh.
Which is not unlike what people say to us about our diaper jive tattoo.
What?
Did you lose a bet? We're like, it's for charity.
It's for
mom. We actually won.
Yeah.
And he also shared a video. He improvises a song called Better at 70. So that must be, you know, it's not only the new tattoo.
It's got a deep reference. I'm sure he's got an understanding of it, right? He's an old soul. Isn't he kind of an old soul?
He like
kid who's been around in the entertainment industry since he was 10.
Yeah.
Maybe he just feels like industry-wise. He's
like, girl, I got so much growing left to do. I don't even feel like I'll peak until I'm 70. I mean, that would be the idea. He's going to give us that many, you know, think how prolific that would be. He's like Elvis. If Elvis would have lived, he's dropping albums at 65.
Yeah.
I mean, you wonder.
You got to tell yourself.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps. He is going to get in on Shark Week this year.
It's going to race a great white.
Shut up. Is he really?
Mm-hmm. He has one competition left to win. This is according to the Discovery Channel. They're, you know, doing a big promo.
I think it'd be great if they tied some meat to the back of his paddles.
I'm sure it's going to be all hype. Shark Week always does some kind of silly kind of, you know, it looks good on paper and it's something dumb. You know, they're fake documentaries. So I don't really know. Do you have any details, Molly? I didn't see what the details were.
So it just says Phelps versus the shark. The race is on. It's going to, the broadcast title is Phelps versus Shark, Great Gold versus Great White, and it's going to air on July 23rd at 7 o'clock.
So I'm sure it'll be more like a Mythbusters thing. It'll probably be educational on how fast a shark can go at peak speed.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they'll have Phelps not really going against it. Can Phelps swim faster than the Great White?
Faster than a Great White.
That movie broke over the weekend, though, that 47 meters down, and some people were giving it okay reviews. They were saying, like, better than The Beach or whatever. As shark movies go, some of them were saying...
The Shallows, better than The Shallows.
And The Shallows was not that
better
bad.
Better shark special effects. I don't know.
I'm glad they're bringing back some shark movies, though. You gotta like sharks.
Well, The Weeknd box office goes to Disney, though. Pixar's Cars 3 came in first place, which is not a surprise. Wonder Woman fell to second place, followed by All Eyes on Me. And that's the Tupac Shakur biopic.
Okay.
And apparently somebody has issue with it, and that's Jada Pinkett Smith. She and Tupac Shakur were really close friends. And she took to Twitter on Friday to blast the portrayal of her and the late Tupac Shakur's relationship. She didn't like some of the stuff that, like, how the dramatization was played out in the movie. So she said she was very hurt by that. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.